Happy Friday! Yay, live! About like an hour behind from what I usually go. But I just wanted to hop on. Today's going to be really short, just sharing mostly testimonials about others who have been benefited from knowing their aesthetic style, or at least starting on the process, because this is what it's all about. And it's super exciting for me is to see how tapping into your aesthetic style makes a difference and changes in your life. So I'm going to share a bit about that, a few before and after for some people who have taken bits of your aesthetic style course, the one that I originally created, and also phone calls and yeah. But first, I just wanted to share because it's super exciting, like designer thing of knowing you're a designer when you get this in the mail. I got an invitation to a free, well, it's free for me, but a Nordic interior design exhibition. And it was just, addressed to your aesthetic style. It feels like full-on designer mode, Gotta celebrate those wins. Woo! So I wanted to just share, yeah, three testimonials. Here we go. From initially when I started my business in your aesthetic style, I was just creating a course. By the way, introducing myself, my name is Jana Johnson. I'm the owner of Your Aesthetic Style, and I help turn your inspiration into a beautiful reality, whether that's in your home through interior redesign, or whether that's in your business through expressing yourself visually and expanding your brand. And I wanted to share because I initially started with a course that was focused on interior redesign, and I had like a test run with a few friends who took it that was a chance to see, and through that I realized that I wanted to go more into consulting before creating this bigger overall course, which will come out in 2019. And I asked just a few to share a little bit of like a before and after of where they were before and after they got to know their aesthetic style, because I think it's really important. You've heard a lot about me sharing how I use it and how it's helped me, but I know that you want to know, does it work for you as well? And with one friend who was in her first apartment on her own, and she was sharing a lot about, when you, as a young working professional, feeling like you have to have a certain image or adult life, and how that was sort of before she was holding on to a lot of things that weren't her style because she felt like she should, or like it was a step up, and it's important to embrace different styles. But through taking the Your Aesthetic Style course, she was able to embrace and understand what she really liked and to utilize it in a way that was looking good in her apartment, that she felt good about it, instead of feeling like she had to take other styles that weren't necessarily her thing to make her apartment look adult and how she wanted it to look. And also, it helped her hugely in not wasting time on contemplating other stuff that wasn't her style, Because it does take a lot of time. And this is what I say over and over again. Your aesthetic style is a huge help, and I use it all the time in making decisions in on those fence moments when you're not sure about how you want to, like what you should take, like what, what you should buy, or what should be, oh, I'm losing my train of thought. What should be your net, like whether you want to buy this or not, whether you're going to continue to like this, because those are real issues that you face a lot. And others have said the same thing. Another friend who took the course, it was her challenge before was that she would buy things and not understand why she liked them. And she, even though she had fun styling her home and had a sense sort of a aesthetic, a lot of times when she faced challenges, she wasn't sure what it was that she didn't like about it. And it took a really long process to figure out why, something she bought in the shop that she loved there, and it couldn't quite fit the way she wanted it to in her home. And after knowing her aesthetic style, she has awareness of why she likes what she likes and understands the certain elements and principles that if she primarily includes them in her styling, it she'll always feel happy with the end result. And that's a big thing. That's kind of what you want to feel at the end, is that you're always going to be happy with how it turns out. And so those are two points that I wanted to share, and also again to emphasize, what is your aesthetic style? When I'm talking about this, if you're watching for the first time, it's based on the building blocks of art. And I have an example with a visual of Lego, which my sons are really into now. The building blocks of art, the way you can understand it is that there are certain things that, hey, Martha, it's good to see you. There are certain things that we that are just consistent that we like as human beings. And you can think of them as these pieces, like we have color, texture, shape, form, there's all different things. And when you have those pieces, what makes something beautiful with when you have those basics down and you decide how you want to put them together. So the basics are the elements and you put them together, that's the principle. So you can decide if you want to put them together to create some kind of balance or put them together to create emphasis. Let's see here, this pops out, you know, and then, but the point is that through these, hey, Jimena, through these you have, you can literally make anything, which is so what's so cool about Legos, right? Is like they have a few different types of shapes and you decide how you want to create something with it. But if you have those basic shapes, you can make anything. And that's exactly what your aesthetic style is. That's exactly how it works, is that it's sort of the essence of design. It's the essence of what it is that's continually attracting you, what you like. Yes, Legos, I know. I think all, both boys and girls alike love Legos. But knowing your the essence of what is important to you in your styling and design is the key to being able to confidently use it versatilely and also use it in a way that really has that pulled together look, which is what we call the designer look. But really, as a designer, I can say this myself, the designer look is always about getting down to the essence. The art is really in being able to edit down and to know exactly what you like and then build on that. If you can do that, that's how you can say you've really mastered your skill and your aesthetic. And so I just wanted to conclude with one last testimonial that I love. And also it's about, it's from one phone call that I did with a mompreneur and talking about her aesthetic. And she has a very strong sense of aesthetic, but again, how to get that cohesive look. And she was sharing that for her in talking through the phone call, she felt frustrated with both her business and personal Instagram accounts because it was hard to get that cohesive look. It was hard to just know exactly what was pulling together what she liked and what inspired her, both in her own personal aesthetic and also in what she created in her business. And not being able to fully understand what she loved and those kind of basic elements was very hard to make a lifestyle brand, which is the big thing I emphasize with Expand Your Brand, is how to create a brand that's based on visually expressing who you are and your lifestyle. And so after talking just with our phone call, which is the Yas Influencers complimentary phone call that I offer, she was able to get a really a click and start to think, okay, what if I just pull out the images that I love in Instagram and what would that look like? And even just from that, she could already see a cohesive trend in the patterns that stood out and getting more in depth about what is the essence of her aesthetic style. And I was really amazed watching her and how she came up with that herself. But also it was so cool to see her comments because when she posted about this, so many people wrote back like, whoa, but you have such an awesome sense of aesthetic and you can see that. And it's true, like we all have an aesthetic sense we're using, but are we using it to our fullest potential? And I think, again, getting back down to the basics and really being comfortable with the fundamental building blocks, these elements and principles of design, that is what gives you the sort of foundation to be able to create whatever you want to create. Like literally, the Legos, you can make anything. The sky is the limit in creativity. So I just want to emphasize that across and that it's not just me, as I said, it's all of these testimonials that I talked about are actually people who have done, like the original course I created was a buy yourself, do it for yourself course, which it will eventually become again. And they were still able to find it and fast their style because you already know it. It's in your intuition. It's just really letting go, kind of editing down to what is the most important, what is the essence, and then from there, creating. So that's the key. And I think I titled this turn. Yes. Awesome. Branding start, Martha. Yeah, we should talk. I titled this in Facebook from turning frustration into inspiration because it's really about that. A lot of times if you feel stuck with something, if you feel like your creativity is blocked, go back to what is the essence of what really brings you joy, because that's the whole process of aesthetic style is really looking at not just what you like, not just what you think you should like, but what are the things that really love? What are the things that like jump out at you, like, ooh, I like that. Those are the things you want to pay attention to in building and finding your style and the essence of what it is that you're all about and how you already are expressing yourself and how you can do that even more in a very strong and cohesive way that will make you stand out online and be really that recognizable, like, ooh, I know her. So thank you so much for tuning in. Again, there'll be live streams every Friday with more updates. And if you have questions at all whatsoever, you can always send me either ask a question here or send me a direct message, a personal message, because I'm here for you. I really want to support you in helping you to discover your aesthetic style. And like I said, right now I'm doing just consulting one-on-one, primarily with businesses about it, but still, ask me your questions about aesthetic style, because if you're wondering something, probably someone else is, and I can use that in my live stream topics. Okay? So then, and now if you have a small business, check out my complimentary brand assessment for Yas Influencers, because I really do want to talk to you. If you're struggling with figuring out how you want to express yourself in your brand, even just the phone call in itself can be a super aha moment, like it was for the one client I described. So let me know. I love, love, love this topic. This is my thing, and I love being able to see you bring out your full potential. So, yes. So, thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and talk to you again next Friday. Bye.